Sometimes it takes a different approach to help you unlock your true potential. With Capella University's game-changing FlexPath learning format, you gain relevant skills you can apply to your career right away. Earn your degree from an accredited university and be confident in the quality of your education. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu. Capella University is accredited by the Higher Learning Commission. Learn more at capella.edu/accreditation.
It's Wednesday, July 8th, 2020, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today: data tracking public sentiment, don't be a jerk, and new ways to think about video meetings. This is the Business of Tech. As a data-driven guy, let's dig into some recently released data from Pulsar, an audience intelligence company who have developed a public emotions framework designed to track fluctuations in public sentiment in the UK and the US. Combining that with emerging behaviors and trends provides insight into ranges of emotions. The released data reveals distinct rises in fear and caution on March 11th after the WHO declared COVID-19 a pandemic, as well as spikes in fear related to the death of George Floyd and the related protests. Link for more in the show notes. Why do we care? Notable to me, looking at the data, are significant increases in the US in fatigue, markedly so over the UK, as well as higher levels of fear, which continue upward over time. There's two comments from me here. First, let's acknowledge the real power of data being collected here and then leveraged. This is practical usage of data. More importantly, now let's leverage it ourselves. My observation is that this set of conditions are ripe for disruption. If you're in the disruption business, this is a great time to act. However, the counter to that is that an increasing level of fear and caution are not good for consumer confidence and not good for recovery. I'm putting this more in my pile of "this is gonna last a while" data points. The founder and CEO of a cloud computing consultancy company, Solid 8, Michael Lofthouse, was filmed making slurs against an Asian family at a neighboring table at a restaurant. Captured on video, Lofthouse was shown making slurs against an Asian family at a neighboring table who were celebrating a birthday on the 4th of July. Why do we care? Can I start with, what the hell? Why would anyone just decide to start making slurs against those celebrating a birthday? Let's start with a simple rule. Don't be a jerk. Really, don't be a jerk. Then, don't be surprised if you are a jerk. People aren't willing to put up with that, CEO or not. Don't be a jerk. The fact that this kind of story pops up and is noteworthy and we need to call it out is troubling. Start with the basics. Don't be a jerk. Two stories related to the use of video. Microsoft is adding features to Teams to try and make video calls more human and less exhausting. A new Together mode puts the user and all participants against the same backdrop and leverages virtual reality technology to do it. The company claims that early testing shows the mode has users more calm and able to retain more. At the same time, a new startup called yes, that's actually its name, is looking to change the style of meetings as a virtual camera, allowing for use as a virtual stage. A major component is the ability to easily manipulate the views via an easy-to-use UI. Why do we care? Really encouraged to see people addressing the concerns of being online all the time and working remotely. In a recent editorial, I talked about reimagining the way you do events. I want to highlight that here. It's been my observation that too often, efforts are to simply try and take something physical and make it virtual. I blast the idea of digital transformation frequently, but the word transformation is key. To leverage these tools effectively, you really need to think differently about the way they're used. Don't just move things virtually. Think about the best way to accomplish the goal and the tools to accomplish that. This is also an area not of just innovation, but opportunity, helping customers reimagine what is possible. Today's episode brought to you by our Patreon site. Have you enjoyed the extra editorial content? Have you seen the videos on YouTube? Would you like early access? Patreons get early access to the content and get to ask questions and contribute. Editorials are picked from polls that are happening in the Patreon community. And you get to directly support the production of this show. If you like what you hear, if you want to get more, and you want to get more access, join at patreon.com/MSPradio. Thanks for listening, and I'll join you again tomorrow for another episode.
Sometimes it takes a different approach to help you unlock your true potential. With Capella University's game-changing FlexPath learning format, you gain relevant skills you can apply to your career right away. Earn your degree from an accredited university and be confident in the quality of your education. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu. Capella University is accredited by the Higher Learning Commission. Learn more at capella.edu/accreditation.